news today, oh boy.
It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
On Wednesday, the world witnessed a day-long presidential meltdown, the likes of which we had never seen before. And that's saying a lot, considering the track record of Donald Trump's tantrums since taking office. As it was unfolding, I thought one of the factors contributing to his behavior was that urgent request for a meeting by the Inspector General of the State Department with congressional committee staffers. Turns out that was just another desperate attempt by the Trump camp to make excuses for the president's behavior. Congressman Jamie Raskin was the only member of Congress in the briefing room. He emerged to explain to the press that the Inspector General presented them with a packet of propaganda that was being distributed by the Secretary of State.
But it's essentially a packet of propaganda and disinformation spreading conspiracy theories. Those conspiracy theories have been widely debunked and discredited. Why was Secretary of State Pompeo in possession of this packet of disinformation? Why did he distribute it and circulate it? To whom else did he distribute it and circulate it? And why was his staff involved in that process?
In a joint statement, House Foreign Affairs Chairman Elliot Engel, Intelligence Committee Chair Adam Schiff, and Oversight and Reform Chairman Elijah Cummings said that the documents, quote, reinforce concern that the president and his allies sought to use the machinery of the State Department to further the president's personal political interests. Oh, and Rudy Giuliani confirmed that he gave the documents to Secretary Mike Pompeo. So that wasn't what set off Trump on Wednesday morning when he began the day with a tweet complete with lies, bad grammar, and profanity. Perhaps it was the press conference held by Nancy Pelosi and Adam Schiff that he undoubtedly watched.
The whistleblower has the right in the statute to remain anonymous, and we will do everything in our power to make sure that that whistleblower is protected. This is a blatant effort to intimidate witnesses. It's an incitement to violence. And I would hope, and we are starting to see members of both parties speaking out against attacking this whistleblower or others that have pertinent information. So the other thing I wanted to underscore, though, is what the whistleblower has set out that is within our power to this day to confirm, we see confirmed in that call record. The president can attack the whistleblower rhetorically all the president wants. It doesn't change the fact that the record of that call shows the President of the United States in a same conversation, indeed immediately after the Ukraine president asked for more military help, the President of the United States asked that leader a favor, though. And no attack on the whistleblower or anyone else is going to change those underlying facts.
Obviously, the stress is getting to Trump. His meltdown continued both on Twitter and on the world stage as he met with the president of Finland. He ranted and raved inside the Oval Office during the press pool spray, while President Sauli Niinisto of Finland looked on in horror.
The fake news media is saying that you said this in a book. I said, what book? And they said, Washington Post. I said, well, obviously it's fake, because almost everything the Washington Post does is fake. It's a fake newspaper. It's owned by a rich guy for the purposes of giving him power in Washington. It's really, I mean, it's a lobbyist. I call it the lobbyist Washington Post.
So that rant went on for a while, even though the story he was ranting about was actually from the New York Times, not the Washington Post. Trump's tantrum continued when the two presidents reconvened for a press conference, during which Reuters' Jeff Mason attempted to get an answer to a very straightforward question.
You just make clear right here, what do you or what did you want President Zelensky to do with regard to Joe and Hunter Biden?
Now, the first time he was asked, Trump deflected with a rambling non-answer, complaining that the U.S. is alone in giving monetary support to Ukraine, a non-answer that went on for over 2 minutes. So Jeff Mason tried again.
What did you want about Biden? What did you want him to look into on Biden?
Look, Biden and his son are stone cold crooked, and you know it. His son walks out with millions of dollars. The kid knows nothing. You know it, and so do we. Go ahead, ask a question.
Instead of answering the question this time, Trump leveled an unsubstantiated personal attack against the former Vice President Joe Biden and his son, and then directed Jeff Mason to ask the president of Finland a question. but Mason persisted in trying to get him to answer his original question. Donald Trump didn't like that, not one bit.
The question, sir, was what did you want President Zelensky to do about Vice President Biden and his son, Hunter?
Are you talking to me?
Yeah, it was just a follow-up of what I just asked you, sir.
Listen, you ready? We have the president of Finland. Ask him a question.
I have one for him. I just wanted to follow up on the one that I asked you, which
was,
what
did
you want?
Did you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Ask him a question.
I will. But
I've given you a long answer. Ask this gentleman a question. Don't be rude.
No, sir, I don't want to be rude. I just wanted you to have a chance to answer the question that I asked you.
I've answered everything. It's a whole hoax. And you know who's playing into the hoax? People like you and the fake news media that we have in this country. And I say, in many cases, the corrupt media, because you're corrupt. Much of the media in this country is not just fake, it's corrupt. And you have some very fine people, too. Great journalists, great reporters. But it, to a large extent, it's corrupt and it's fake. Ask the president of Finland a question, please.
Okay, I'll move on now.
So the reporter moves on and asks the president of Finland a question, and Trump jumps in with his own answer to the question directed toward President Niinistö, who did get at least a few words in edgewise.
Mr. President, you have here a great democracy. Keep it going on.
And the cherry on top of the cake, when a Finnish reporter had the chance to ask a question, there were audible gasps in the room.
Because this is the biggest issue here at the moment, I have to ask, what kind of favors has Mr. Trump asked from you?
Or the other way around, you mean?
What favors I asked, or
I think
was
you mean
asked
the other way around.
So that happened. Things promised to be equally interesting on Thursday as the House continues its impeachment investigation into Trump with recently resigned special envoy to Ukraine, Kurt Volker. He'll meet with House Intel, Foreign Affairs, and Oversight Committee members behind closed doors. Well, with new revelations coming out almost hourly, it's becoming more apparent that Trump didn't act alone. The Washington Post is out with a new story detailing Vice President Mike Pence's involvement in every aspect of the Ukraine matter, reporting that Trump repeatedly involved Pence in efforts to exert pressure on the leader of Ukraine at a time when the president was using other channels to solicit information that he hoped would be damaging to a Democratic rival. Quote, Trump instructed Pence not to attend the inauguration of Ukrainian President Zelensky in May, an event White House officials had pushed to put on the vice president's calendar when Ukraine's new leader was seeking recognition and support from Washington. Months later, the president used Pence to tell Zelensky that U.S. aid was still being withheld while demanding more aggressive action on corruption. At that time, following Trump's July 25th phone call with Zelensky, the Ukrainians probably understood action on corruption to include the investigation of former Vice President Joe Biden and his son Hunter. And there's more. It's all outlined in that Washington Post story. Despite Mike Pence's protestations that he was unaware of what was going on, the fact is that one of his top advisors was on that July 25th call, and the vice president should have had access to the transcript within hours. But wait, there's more. The Washington Post is also reporting that Rudy Giuliani consulted several times in recent months with Paul Manafort, Trump's imprisoned former campaign chairman, for help in pushing his conspiracy theory that the real story of the 2016 election was not Russian interference to elect Trump, but Ukrainian efforts to support Hillary Clinton. And yet another report gives evidence that Senate Judiciary Chairman Lindsey Graham sent letters to the prime ministers of Australia, Italy, and Britain requesting their, quote, continued cooperation with Attorney General Barr as the Department of Justice continues to investigate the origins and extent of foreign influence in the 2016 election. Yes, the Attorney General, Bill Barr, is also up to his ears in carrying out the president's personal political vendetta. Oh, but there's so much more. We'll be discussing it all in detail on both The Nicole Sandler Show and The Bradcast, available at NicoleSandler.com, BradBlog.com, and right here on the Progressive Voices Network.